The 47-member crew of the Alaska Ranger abandoned ship at 5 a.m. Sunday morning, 120 miles west of Unalaska Island. That was more than 2 hours after the Coast Guard received a mayday call from the 184-foot ship. At 2:50 a.m., the crew reported that they had lost control of the ship's rudder and were taking on water. But beyond that, there is little information about what exactly happened. Coast Guard Petty Officer Walter Shin said that when a Coast Guard aircraft returned to the area later in the day, the ship was gone.
The C-130 spotted a line of diesel oil, and it stopped at the point where the ship apparently sunk.
The 42 surviving crew members were rescued by the Coast Guard cutter Monroe and the Alaska Ranger's sister ship, the Alaska Warrior. About half of them arrived in Dutch Harbor on the Alaska Warrior just after midnight. That group may have included a crew member who was badly injured when he fell from a Coast Guard helicopter during the rescue. No other details were available about the crew's condition this morning. As of early this morning, the cutter Monroe was still on the scene, continuing the search for the missing crew member along with a Jayhawk helicopter. The Fishing Company of Alaska released a brief statement Sunday night, but several representatives of the company contacted Sunday declined to comment further on the incident. Local media were turned away by personnel at the private dock where the Alaska Warrior arrived this morning. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.